Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio that you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day, and you may be thinking with the whole quarantine, self-distancing situation that we have in the world, sports radio, probably not doing too well. No. It continues on, and it continues on pretty strong. So I bring you this show every day. And you may be thinking with the whole self-distancing and the whole world as it is right now that I would be at home broadcasting. No. I have been deemed essential personnel here at the radio station. So I've been coming in. I don't live far. Come in, do my thing, get it out to you. We get to spend time together, and I'm hoping you're enjoying spending time with me just as much as I'm enjoying spending time with you. Maybe not enjoying me so much because of the content or the show or my personality, but it's just something to do. Occupy time. I'm good at that. I'll keep occupying your time. On the way, gonna hear from the Joe Rose Show. They are talking with Mayor Jimenez about, of course, you know what, the Dan Le Batard Show. They've got a top five list. Then Hawk and Crowder interview Clay Ferraro and Hawk's internet. I think he stole it from the kids next door. Nonetheless, I got some good headlines that will occupy a little more of your downtime. Canes strength and conditioning coach David Feely has released a virtual workout online so players can try to maintain their health while practicing social distancing. Pompano Beach native Lamar Jackson is suing Amazon for allegedly selling products bearing his image and likeness without his permission. Roger Goodell released a memo stating that the draft dates are set and for those in the league to keep their criticisms to themselves or face disciplinary action. The draft will be held April 23rd through the 25th. Tampa Bay coach Bruce Arians says Antonio Brown will not be signed to the team because he is not a good fit. Brown was teammates for a short time last season with now Bucks quarterback Tom Brady in New England. The Panthers have signed two college defensemen to entry-level deals. Max Gilden played at New Hampshire, while Alec Rauscher suited up for Bowling Green. Drew Brees has committed $5 million in coronavirus relief to aid Louisiana in its time of need. And now we take a step into the day spa. A new survey shows that 12% of stay-at-home workers in America have had to adjust their webcams due to them not wearing any clothes. No need to adjust your camera due to a little nudity. Day spa is all about that, actually. Nearly 80 descendants from some hippos owned by deceased drug lord Pablo Escobar are wreaking havoc on Colombia's ecosystem. Ooh, I hope this does not scar the Escobar name. Now on to weather, brought to you by Hialeah Park. Today's forecast clear with temperatures around 80. Clearing up the situation at hand here in Miami-Dade and basically all of South Florida, the Joe Rose Show. Been doing their show weekday mornings from 6 to 10 as usual. Earlier, they caught up with Miami-Dade Mayor Jimenez talking about just the whole situation that's going on, dealing with cruise ships that if maybe you're living in Miami Beach like I am, you see them offshore for some reason. Hard Rock Stadium, Marlins Ballpark, what they're into. Safer at home order versus shelter a place. Complaints received and when our checks will arrive.
Miami-Dade County Mayor. Mayor, good morning. How you holding up there, sir?
I'm doing pretty well, Joe. I'm out of the house. Done with my 14 days. That's good.
Let me ask you, Mayor, just get to the latest thing. How you treating the cruise ships and coming in? I think a lot of people want to know. We see them floating around looking for some place, knowing that they have people that have the coronavirus. How are you treating that as the mayor?
We were asked by the State Department and our federal partners if we could do something for about 13 crew members yesterday. They were taken off the cruise ships offshore. They were taken to the Coast Guard station, and then we had our hazmat team and medical personnel. And they were distributed amongst three hospitals, UM Hospital, Jackson, and Baptist. But I also made it very clear that we're not going to be taking more because we need those resources for our own people. And so we may be taking healthy crewmen and women off the ship on Saturday, taking them directly to what is called Signature Air, which is an FBO at the Miami International Airport.
Right.
Put them on charter flights, and then they can go back home. But that's it. Anybody else that's sick, et cetera, the cruise lines are going to have to hire their own doctors and then basically treat them on board. We can't take we can't take more. It doesn't mean that we don't have the capacity. We do. It's just I want to make sure that the capacity that we have is reserved for the people of Miami-Dade County.
How has Hard Rock Stadium and Marlins Ballpark worked out? I know Marlins Ballpark just kind of got kicked off. How's that worked out so far, Mayor?
Marlins is doing really, really well. That's a cooperative effort between us, the University of Miami, JMH, and the City of Miami, and that's actually worked out very well. Up there at the Hard Rock, I think it's working okay also. I think that's mostly done by the National Guard and the state of Florida, and I haven't heard of any problems up there, so I think that's working out too. There's a limited number of test kits, and then the test kits are really reserved for people that are having symptoms to see if they're, if they're positive. And as more, we have more and more tests, we'll see that more and more people are positive. Frankly, there are a lot of people that are positive in this town that don't have any symptoms or very light symptoms. And that's one of the reasons that I'm working with the University of Miami to bring an antibody test here to Miami-Dade to test people to find out the extent of the infection or the extent of, how deep does the coronavirus really, lie within the county. And again, my message to everybody is you have to assume everybody has the virus, including yourself. And when you do that, then you'll take the measures needed in order to protect yourself, which is stay 6 feet away from everybody. Don't cough into the air, cough into your elbow or your tissue, throw it away. Wash your hands. Don't put your hands to your face. And basically treat everybody as if they had the virus and assume that they have the virus and that you have the virus. And then we do that and we keep that distance and everything. The likelihood of transmission is greatly lowered, and then we can, get on with our business here. But it'd be very interesting for me to find out exactly how deep it goes. Because I think that most people that have had it have never, may not even know they've had anything. Or if they had some very, very, very light symptoms. But the people that are really attacked are the elderly and the ones with underlying medical conditions.
Mayor, the Safer at Home emergency order that you issued, there are still going to be, and listen, we know that it's going to end up happening, but there are going to be some knuckleheads out there that are going to try to do this or try to do that or try to go wherever they can. What is your kind of message to a couple people that are going to see your Safer at Home emergency order or Broward's at this point and just kind of do their own thing at this point? What's the message to some of those people?
The message is you are safer at home. That's why we chose it. Ourselves and the League of Cities of Miami-Dade chose the message Safer at Home. It's, you can't really say shelter in place. Shelter in place is for something else. Shelter in place is when you have a hurricane or a tornado or an active shooter situation, and then you're told shelter in place, hunker down because you're in imminent danger, and then you can only come out when the all clear is sounded. That's not the right term. That's why safer at home is a term that we all agree to. Now, what does that mean? It means that during the day you can, and even places at night that don't have curfew, if you have something which is necessary, you need to go out and buy your food, you need to go to a pharmacy, if you need to go to a restaurant to pick up food, if you need to go to a gas station, and if you need to go to work into one of those essential services, then you're free to do so. You're even free to exercise or on the block as long as you stay 6 feet away from people. Now, this is not an order. What it is we're urging you, when you're not doing that, stay home. All right, there's no reason to mingle with anybody. We don't want you to have much interaction with people. Those are the things you have to do, in order to get by. You have to have food. have to have medicine, you know, those things. You have to have gas to get to that work. If you're still working, especially if you're medical personnel, that's fine. We don't have a problem with that. At night, some cities here have curfews. We have decided not to establish a curfew countywide in Miami-Dade. Again, that's the League of Cities, and us decided that wasn't the best thing. Our police director says it's not necessary. The streets are quiet, and that only just puts a burden on the fine men and women of the Miami-Dade Police Department, and they have enough to do. And so I decided, and the League of Cities decided that was the right choice. A city could choose to do that if they want, but at this point, we're not. And so what it means, stay at home as much as possible. When you go out, stay 6 feet away from the next person. And if you're going to work, and if your employer hasn't given you that distance, let us know, because we're also now cracking down on employers and shops and grocery stores and Home Depots that are not forcing the 6 foot rule. And so today I'm going to put down another rule that says, look, you got to mark off that 6 feet. And if we find that you're not doing that, if you're not enforcing the 6 feet rule, we're going to shut you down. We started that a couple days ago. Construction sites, all the things that are still open have to abide by that. That's the most important part, is the enforcement aspect. Some things that are put out by cities are unenforceable. And so if it's unenforceable, it's almost like, why are you doing this? And so we put things that are enforceable, and we put teeth into the things that we do. And so now people know, hey, if you are allowing your employees, if you're allowing your patrons to stand close to one another, we're going to shut you down. We're going to shut you down the first day. We're going to allow you to have a plan the second day, and we catch you again, you're done. You're shut for good. And so people are getting that message. Message again, hey, stay at home. It's the best place for you. If you're going out, keep that social distancing. Do the things that health experts say that you need to do. You'll be safe. You'll also keep others safe, and then we can get by this as quick as possible.
Mayor, what's the biggest complaint you're getting right now from your folks in Dade County?
Oh, I think a lot of people that are working in some of those essential businesses are complaining that they're working in some of those essential businesses and I need to shut them down, okay? And some people, you know, are afraid. And so I think that's the biggest one. And so, you know, we may take a look at that list and say, do we really need that? You know, people saying, why are banks open? I mean, well, because everybody has different situations. Why are banks open? Right. Because a lot of people live week to week. You know, they need money in their pockets. They don't have, you know, electronic banking, and they don't have credit cards. And it's just not the same. And so banking institutions are open. You know, somebody, we had pawn shops that I closed initially, and then somebody said, look, a lot of people find themselves in a financial, you know, situation where they have to pawn stuff in order to survive. And I said, well, it's also listed as a financial institution. Okay, I understand that. And so, you know, there are a number of things that are still open. We consider to be essential to our daily life. There are a lot of things that are closed, all right, especially most of those things where, you know, the malls are closed, the shops are closed, beaches are closed, parks are closed, libraries are closed, theaters are closed. There's really nothing for you to go to. All the restaurants are closed. You can go and pick it up. You can't sit there, you know, and have a nice dinner, you know, sitting down at a restaurant. Those are all closed. And so everything that's open is essential. Do it the right way. Stay 6 feet away from each other. When you're not doing all those things, go back home and stay there, because that's the safest place. Hence, safer at home. That's the key. You're safer at home. Just stay home.
Mayor, another question. When do you expect small business and those folks to start getting checks? Now the money's been approved. I know it doesn't happen overnight. When do you expect that money to start filtering into these counties?
Well, you know, that's a great question, because we started working on that particular bill and how we can help our people in Miami-Dade last week. So we put together a task force of the Greater Miami Chamber, the Beacon Council, and Miami-Dade County to get ready for it, you know, expecting this and then trying to really basically get off the blocks as soon as anybody else, as soon as any other county, so that we can have this money flowing down into Miami-Dade. And that's why really I urged any businesses not to lay off their employees, because I don't know if that article is still in the bill, but it was really going to penalize those that laid off their employees. And so I believe that the bill, as far as I understand, will reimburse you for your payroll and your debts and your rent and all that for businesses. And so that's really encouraging. I hope that money gets here as soon as possible with as little red tape. The reason that we put this task force together was to help small businesses get through the red tape, whatever red tape there is, so that they could get the money quickly as possible, and then also help them on the backside, because there's red tape on the backside, because it can be forgivable, which means it's not a loan. It's going to be forgivable if you do certain things, and we want to make sure that our businesses do those things so that that loan becomes, it doesn't become a loan, it becomes a basically a grant, which I think is something very necessary. I'm very happy that fully supported the president's initiative and the Senate, and hopefully the House will do the same and follow suit and pass it.
Mayor, really appreciate you coming on again this Friday, and I think people really appreciate you coming on to hear what's going on with everything with the county. Thank you so much. Stay safe. Be smart out there, Mayor. You've been doing great so far, man. We will. Thank you.
You too, guys. All right, Matt. Have a good one.
I know nowadays it's coronavirus this, coronavirus that. And you would think it would get old. That did not get old. That was very informational, very useful, very good. Joe Rose Show going to keep coming to you weekday mornings from 6 to 10. Of course, you can download the podcast for this show, that show, all the shows, wherever you get your podcasts for free. You can also go to the radio.com app, or you can go to our website, WQAM.com. Any other questions? Hit me up on Twitter at Dan Day Radio. Dan Le Batard. He and his merry men are doing the best they can on a wing and a prayer from all different locations across South Florida to bring you their great form of sports entertainment. Up next, I've got a top five list to top all top five lists. This is the Best of the Joe Show. Welcome back to the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day, and this week's been kind of crazy for me. I've been having to help out a morning show on one of our radio stations. So I've been getting here at 5 o'clock in the morning, drinking some coffee, working all through the morning. Then I'm here in the afternoons. Then I'm putting together Best of the Joe Show so that you and I have not so much time on our hands. It's all good, though. I've been playing around on Twitter. I've been playing around on Instagram. I've been playing around Netflix, YouTube. We'll get into some of the stuff that I've been doing to kind of pass my time. But hopefully you are enjoying this podcast. Passing your time. Dan Le Batard Show, they've been passing time for 15 years, it seems like. Earlier today, top five list of top five lists.
Top five list from you on the best top five lists you've seen. But Bill Stugatz was also very excited to talk top five lists. He's like, finally, my wheelhouse. Which ones have you liked?
Well, listen, I don't want to steal Billy's thunder, because I have a feeling that he likes the same top five list that I like. And a top five list of top five lists is something that's never dawned on me. Billy is taking this next level. Like, I am excited. No one is more excited for Billy's list than I am. No one in the audience, certainly not you, Le Batard. No one is more excited for this than I am. So I don't want to steal Billy's thunder by giving away some of the best top five lists that I have seen on social media, because there's been plenty.
A weird place for you to decide to divide us, that you are more passionate about than I am. A weird place for you to choose to argue with me that you're more of something than I am.
Sorry.
Yes, Billy, what do you have?
You can also take this, because I did not prepare a top five list of top five lists. So I'm just searching the word top five on Twitter right now to see what I'm missing.
All right. So, Stugatz, you feel free, whether it's him doing your job for you actually in your ear or doing your job for you on air. You guys just tell me who wants to go to the top five list of top five lists, and we will do that next segment. One of them will go to their top five list. It's not something that's in their favorites. It's something they're going to have to create in the next couple minutes. Do you have anything, Stugatz? I see you leaning in, smiling, so I thought you were going to say something.
No, I have nothing. I was just I was working on my Atlanta Thrashers all-time team.
Okay, so I'm looking at your face, and you look super interested in what I'm saying, and you, my co-host, who I'm having trouble seeing, was leaning into the microphone smiling, and I thought you were laughing and wanting to say something, but it's just because you were looking into the same screen that I'm in, and you were looking at the Atlanta Thrashers career log.
Yes, I was looking at their all-time team. Now, I have a feeling, like, I can't see you as well as I've seen you the last few days, so I think the sun is really shining in there in a way where it's preventing you from seeing me and preventing me from seeing you. I think we need to adjust that a little bit. I love
taking
people
inside
our home.
You were looking at Atlanta Thrashers roster, Stugatz. You can make all these excuses and put it about me, but you were looking at a Thrashers roster instead of doing what you were supposed to be doing. Now Billy wants to get in here again. What is happening here with Billy? Do you have a top five list, Billy? Yes or no?
Top five lists.
All right, here we go. Number five, Billy.
Top five list of top five lists. Number five.
All right, number five. Top five QBs of the 90s.
The 90s. Okay. Whose list was that? Well, Stephen A. Smith put up his top five QBs. You're just talking of the 90s. Who was doing that?
That's the list, Dana. I don't have the list of that. I just have that's one of my top five lists that I like. See what we're doing here?
Number four. Right. I thought they were actually things you'd seen on ESPN as they continue to try to generate.
It's all over the place. This isn't just sports related. Number four, top five Hollywood Squares panelists.
Ooh.
Lanch on there for sure. All right. Number three, Stugatz's top five Pacers.
Thank you.
All right. Number two, Stephen A's list. And that's just all of his lists. It's like a series. It's like a saga, you know?
Stugatz, would you be kind enough to go ahead and grab your list of top five Pacers so that we can somehow have the content crescendo of Billy's top five list of top five lists followed by your top five list of Pacers?
Sure, I have it right here.
All right, go ahead, Billy.
All right, and number one, top five Fast and Furious movies.
Yes, there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
How many they made?
Yes, Billy worked long and hard on that. Now let's segue seamlessly into Stugatz's top five list. What, Billy? What do you have now? What's up?
I said we're getting to the point where soon I could do my bottom five Fast and Furious movies also, because there's going to be 10 of them soon, Dan.
All right, go sit in a quarantine box. Stugatz, top five Pacers, what do you have?
All right, number five, Rick Smits, the Dunking Dutchman. Number four, the Rifleman, Chuck Person.
Billy has actually gone and sat in a different part of the house with his camera. He's in a corner of the house. He's now doing a private quarantine show for just us. We are the only people that can see it. Mike, go ahead and take a picture of that and just send it out on social media. Billy in quarantine. Number three, Stugatz.
George McGinnis is number three. I am not certain if he had a nickname or not, but George McGinnis. Then number two, Dan, and this is big, Jermaine O'Neal. He comes in at number two, and number one, my number one Pacer of all time, Reggie Miller. That's right. I left Paul George off my list.
It's kind of comforting now to hear Stugatz laugh. Normal times, I'm just like, eh, whatever. Now I hear it, I'm like, hey, we need a little more laughter in our life. So it's one of those things. Just kind of enjoy. It's the little things. It's the strange things. When you're going to be cooped up all weekend doing absolutely nothing. Yeah. Up next, got some guys that are cooped up at their house, but they're bringing it to you afternoons here on 560 The Joe. Hawk and Crowder, this is the Best of the Joe Show. Doing it on the Best of the Joe Show, running back some of the best audio you've heard on this radio station over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day. Follow me on Twitter at Dan Day Radio. Every day I've been giving you a song of the day to help you occupy your time even more, not just this podcast. I give you a song. Some of my favorites, at least for now, while you're in this quarantine, can just kind of get through it. And in just a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about some of the things I've been doing, watching, imagining, reading to pass my time. Maybe a run through a day with Dan Day. But first, we got to run through it with Hawk and Crowder, a Ferrero side chat with Clay Ferrero. Always marketing. You'll know what I mean in just a second. Also, not Major League Baseball opening day. UD is Mr. 305. Hawk apparently gets his internet from the kids next door. So he's Cam or Fitzmagic, quarantine daddy daycare. Plus, during this whole situation, Channing finds new skills that he never knew he had, but also admits some ones that are pretty bad.
Doing the show from our houses. Very strange, but happy to be on the air. And normally, we would do 15 minutes of heat. But as you know, these are not normal times. If it was 15 minutes of heat today, it would be brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. And to be quite honest, I think I said this before, with all the free time everybody has, Geico could make it, you know, an hour and 15 minutes. I mean, what else you have to do? What's the difference?
I don't know if that's a good slogan.
Right, but I'm spitballing here. Not everything can be a home run, of course. Speaking of home runs, today should be opening day of MLB. Anywho, let's talk with our friend. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Clay Ferrero is a sports anchor and reporter at Local 10, We like to bring him on, do some Ferrero side chats. And lately, to be quite honest, he's been a news reporter as well. So how's everything going, Clay? All right?
I'm all right. And I'm glad that you're such a good radio host, because if you ever had to get into marketing, I don't think that Geico, because what else do you have to do right now, is exactly a winning slogan.
Yeah, I got to massage it a little bit. Hey, I'm thinking like Geico, 15 minutes, hour and 15 minutes, 3 days. What else are you doing?
Yeah, I don't really know that that's I think, again, thankfully, I'll keep it positive. I'm just really glad you're good at what you do right now, and that you don't feel the need to do anything else, like get into marketing or
Geico.
Send us
a letter via snail mail. We'll send you an estimate back. We'll have this thing wrapped up in 18 or 19 days.
You know what's sad is you're getting better. I think you're actually getting better.
Worse at radio, better at marketing. Clay Ferrero. All right, so we do our Ferrero side chats with Clay. Does it even compute to you today that it should have been opening day for Major League Baseball? Because I was saying to Crowder at the beginning of the show, like, I'm not the biggest baseball fan on the planet, but growing up in Chicago, I mean, opening day with the Cubs was like a holiday. And I get excited at the start of every Marlins season. And the notion that today should have been opening day, it's just like, wow, what a bummer.
Yeah, well, and I think what makes it hit home a little bit more, and you mentioned I've been doing a bit more news, and you know, you look up and you see Marlins Park being used as a testing site. And, you know, it just kind of reinforces what everybody is going through right now. And, you know, there are so many of us that are very thankful and very fortunate that we're not feeling the worst part of this. And yet, to your point, I think that everybody in some way is affected, whether their jobs are different. And certainly, you know, people that work at Marlins Park, who typically work Marlins games, you know, what Marlins Park is currently being used for. I just think in many ways, even if you're not a baseball fan, you look up and you see it and you can't help but be impacted.
And Clay, with all the adjustments, man, like you're talking about, you know, you're the sports guy, but now you're doing news. What all's changing at the station on the media side? Because we're at home now. What's changing for you?
Well, we're trying to practice what we preach. And in many ways, that's, you know, I'm doing a lot of stories. I'm putting together stories from home. Today, we're actually working on something with, you know, the piece that Udonis Haslam wrote in the Players Tribune that was just powerful. And, you know, those of us who have been around UD and know him and know how passionate he is, that the whole Mr. 305 thing, that's not just that, you know, first off, it's not just for Pitbull, but it's also not just a moniker for UD. It's something he takes very seriously. And so you read that article, and yet I think people who maybe didn't have the connection to sports have seen it. And we actually talked to City Commissioner Ken Russell, who brought it up last night and ended up fighting for $1 million to be allocated to kids and feeding kids, you know, as part of their commission meeting last night, that they were discussing feeding seniors and $1 million that was being allocated to feeding seniors. And he brought it up as a way, hey, we're talking about this, but I read Udonis Haslam's piece and he mentioned the need for kids to be fed, how it's affecting me. I'm actually doing a lot of work on that from home. And then the people who are at the station, I'm emailing them and saying, hey, can we get this video? We're working interviews from iPhones, and we're using technology. And here's another way. My wife ended up shooting part of my story with me on my iPhone. And I'm shooting some stuff for her for her distance learning. She's a teacher. She's a kindergarten teacher. And so we're thankful that we have technology these days, because in many ways it's allowing us to do our jobs in a time when we really should not be out. So we're trying to practice what we preach, and you know, we'll never make ourselves the story. And yet I think in many ways we're becoming a part of the story, because we're trying to follow the guidelines as best we can and still do our job.
Hawk dropped again.
You guys there?
Yeah, it looked like you did.
Well, Clay Hawk drops. He has the worst internet in the world. I think he steals it from his neighbor. So it happened about six times yesterday, Clay, and now it's going to continue to happen.
Are you sure it wasn't Geico? They found out, they heard his new slogan, and they were like, you know what? Hey, we're funding this thing. We're sponsors for this thing. You guys aren't on the air without it. Your slogan's so bad, we're going to pull it.
15 minutes, an hour and 15 minutes. You ain't got nothing to do. I don't think they like that at all. The thing with UD, Clay, that was the player tribute thing. That was all. That's why people love UD. Correct. If you haven't seen the player tribune, Udonis Haslem had a whole article, and it's what we know about him. But the thing with UD, kind of enlighten the listeners on that article that UD put out. I love UD to death. We were talking about it. We should make him a police officer because he scares me, Clay, and I don't get scared by many people. Like, you know, enlighten people on what that was about UD, what that Players Tribune article was about UD.
Well, it basically started telling all the spring breakers to get out and stay out. And the reason why, though, is not, hey, we don't want the craziness. You know, you spring breakers who are saying, I don't care if I get corona, if I get it, et cetera, et cetera. What you don't understand is you come down here and you could potentially spread it. There's a domino effect there. And, you know, say you spread it, and it's not just that, and this is a big part of it, obviously. Look, if somebody who's at risk gets it and feels worse effects than other people, that's the reported part of this. And he said, well, here's the other problem. You know, they have to close down schools when you come here and this gets spread. You know what that does? There's a hunger problem in South Florida. There's a hunger problem among kids. You guys see the beautiful multi-million-dollar mansions down here, and you see the side of Miami and South Beach and all of this that the world wants you to see. You don't see my Miami. You don't see what I grew up in. And what he was saying was, look, I got my meals as a kid from school. Well, guess what? No school, no meal. And so what he was basically saying was, you know, you guys come down here and you spread this, it closes down schools. That means that a hunger problem that's already here gets even worse. And it's not just... It's not just the kids who are affected. The parents are now affected because they've got to find a way to feed their kids or else they go hungry. And so it's just these little things that I think we may deep down know come to the forefront when you've got somebody who speaks in such a powerful way, in this case, writes in such a powerful way. And, you know, it's kind of funny because a couple of times, and especially at the beginning, Udonis Haslem says, I don't usually write articles, but I'm going to now. Well, I tell you what, after reading that, you should write more articles. It's powerful, and it really hit hard with a number of people.
Yes, sir. I was on free lunch from, I think, my entire time in school. I want to say about maybe fourth grade all the way through high school, I was on free lunch with, you know, single mother and all that, Clay. So I knew exactly, you know, exactly what he's talking about. Let's transition into a little football. Cam Newton. Cam's out there, Clay. You've heard people have wrote articles about it. My whole thing is Cam Newton is better than Fitzpatrick. Do you agree?
Yes. I think he is when he's healthy. I think the problem right now is you're not allowed to use your doctors to look at him. And I watched him at least twice a year pretty closely the last couple of years. Well, I mean, I remember him in the playoff game in the Superdome 2 years ago. I mean, now we're talking, almost 2.5 years ago now. When he went into the Superdome against a very, very good Saints team and almost single-handedly beat New Orleans in the Superdome in a wild card game. And that was the last time I really remember watching him healthy. And the last couple of years, it's been the shoulder, it's been the foot. But to answer your question, yeah, 100%. If he's healthy and you're confident that he's good to go, yeah. I think the issue with the Dolphins right now is I think they like the structure that they've got moving forward. I think they like the idea that Ryan Fitzpatrick is someone that they know is very comfortable being the probably one more year bridge to their new quarterback, whoever they happen to draft. My thing with Cam Newton is, why aren't the Chargers calling him? There are a number of teams that I think could easily, you know, and I mentioned the NFC South, man. What I know, the Saints seem to be all in on Taysom Hill as Drew Brees' successor, but you can't tell me that bringing in Cam Newton, he's only 30 years old. He's just a few years removed from being the MVP. Bring him in, and worst case scenario, if he is not going to be healthy again, okay, you roll the dice. But with him, Channing, I think the big question is health. If he's healthy, 100%, you make the move. At this point, I just think it's just such a tough time right now to try to roll the dice on a situation where you don't know if he is or not.
And that's the thing too, Clay. Like you're saying, I agree 100% with San Diego. And also, I would like them to pick up Cam so they don't have to jump from six above us and try to get Tua. But along the lines of, you know, that's my biggest fear in the draft, Clay. But along the lines of what you're saying with Cam about San Diego, why couldn't we bring Cam in, sign him to a 1-year deal? Fitzpatrick, do you really feel like Fitzpatrick will teach Tua how to play quarterback over Cam. I know he'll probably take him under his wing more and all that. I just don't see, like, when these guys come up, the Cam Newton conversation, Deshaun Watson, you know, people are talking about trying to trade for him. That's a different situation, but I just don't see the love for Fitzpatrick knowing that he's that stopgap.
Well, yeah, and I think the big thing with Fitzpatrick, I think they kind of figured that he was – you know, a great leader and somebody who would be great in the quarterback room and all that. I don't think they had quite the appreciation for what he would be like until they got around him. And I think he blew them away with his persona. And look, Kenny, I think they're still playing the long game here. And with him, it's okay, you know, let's have the 1 year here and the bridge. But man, talent is talent. And look, let's put it this way. I'm speaking on this as today, we haven't heard anything from the Dolphins or any reports linking the Dolphins to Cam Newton. So this is why this would be the explanation for why they would not, because right now we have it. But at the same time, Channing, if we find out in 5 minutes that the Dolphins have reached out to his reps and so they want to bring him in, I think it would be a fantastic move. And I think, look, like I said before, talent is talent. Especially a team like the Dolphins right now, who still has some cap space. Even though they've spent a ton, they've got the ability, and it's not just this year, they've got the ability to structure some of these deals where they could still bring in someone like a Cam Newton and potentially take the cap hit maybe next year. If you're going to draft a quarterback anyway, you're not going to have another quarterback on a big time deal. Why not? I feel like I'm playing both sides of the fence here. I think Cam Newton is someone you absolutely take a chance on. If the Dolphins don't, I think you can say pretty clearly that they're comfortable with their current quarterback situation, with Fitzpatrick being a 1 year bridge to whoever they end up drafting in April or whenever the draft is held.
Yeah, Clay, I really do. I enjoy Fitzpatrick. I've talked to Fitzpatrick. I like his energy. But my whole thing is, if you can find a better guy, you go with a better guy. That's what this league is about. But I want to ask you, Clay, because last time we talked last week, you had your daughters out chasing around slugs, and Hawk was telling you about the slugs were giving people deadly diseases. Can you give me any quarantine daddy daycare activities that you've come up with in the last week?
Let's see. So we have been doing, it's been a lot of schooling. And, you know, this was what I said a little earlier, that, you know, my wife's a teacher. She's a kindergarten teacher. So we've kind of been incorporating, you know, whatever we can into the schooling. And my wife she's very creative with this stuff. So here's one that we did. And this was something that she did for her class, but we also did at home. We took 5 really dirty pennies. We put them in 5 different solutions. One of them was Dawn liquid soap. One of them was salt and vinegar. One of them was ketchup. One of them was, what am I missing, Dave? What were the other? Lemon juice. And what was the other one? And ginger ale. So there's your 5. Out of those 5 that I mentioned, which one do you think cleaned the penny best?
Oh, the acid, I would say the ginger ale, just the bubbles and the crap they put in our soda.
See, that's what I thought. And when we saw the bubbles, it was like, oh, man, that's the ketchup. Ketchup cleaned the penny the best. I have no clue how. I have no clue why. I don't know if it's the acid from the tomatoes. You know, so thankfully they're just kindergartners and below, so we don't have to get into the whys yet. I'm not smart enough to do that. But yeah, ketchup. So I'm kind of telling a lighthearted story, but that's it, man. I mean, we're trying to get creative, and I think, you know, as tough as it is, because this is kind of, we don't know how long this is going to last, but I think people in general are pretty resilient. I think for sure kids are resilient. Pretty proud to see how they've responded, and hopefully we keep finding something new every day to make this thing go a little more smoothly.
I'm with you, Clay. I have a 7 and an 8-year-old, so any ideas you have, please text me, bro, because this IXL is not going to last too much longer.
You bet, too. I know. The IXL, yeah, they're eyes start to go, they start to wander a little bit after a few minutes on that one. So, yeah, we'll try to make it interactive. I'll shoot some your way.
And then last one on the way out. What have you found out about yourself, Clay? Because I found out I'm great with the kitchen. I'll do the dishes. I will cook. I'm good in the kitchen. I didn't know I was great, you know, because I'm always working. My wife does it. I can do the kitchen, but bro, I'm terrible at laundry. I leave it in the washer too long. It'll get mildew. I forget about it. And then when it's time to fold, I just throw everything in the drawer. What have you found out about yourself on the way out?
So I'm good at the cooking part of this. Like, I'm able to throw stuff together. I'm able to kind of fashion meals, and I'm able to, we cooked our own little pizzas the other day. Oh, and here's the thing. I'm good at, like, directing. I'm good at telling them what to do. But then the pizza I make is terrible. Like, the personal pan pizza I make is awful. My 3-, 4-, 5-, and 6-year-old somehow made better pizzas than I did. Good at directing the dinner part of this, not so much good at the execution.
I was doing my best Cam Cameron. I'm really here. I was observing Dom Capers. I handed over the reins of the game to Dom Capers to make sure everything would be handled well. And Crowder, I've got to say, you did a flawless job.
Appreciate you, bro. Thanks for putting me in that seat.
I didn't realize you had Geico Internet.
Yeah, I don't want to badmouth a sponsor, so I'm going to bite my tongue. Geico, I love. I'm telling you, Geico, whether it takes 15 minutes, which is so quick in today's pantheon of how long we're waiting on things, Geico, I love. I'm not going to tell you who my internet service provider is. I'm just going to eat it.
All right, man.
But I know that I'm in good hands with Crowder because I listened to like the last 5 minutes of it, and I thought, am I even doing here in the first place?
I don't know. Are you ready to get out of your house? Is your family ready to get rid of you yet?
No, I'm a gem, Clay. I don't know who you're used to hanging out with.
You gonna come back and start lying?
I am a man, gem. My son said to me, you know, I only have 2 years of high school left, but can I homeschool? Because I really enjoy being around you and Mom all day.
I don't buy that for a second. I don't buy that for a single solitary second.
Thank you. Clay Ferrero, Local 10. I'm sorry I dropped out there during the interview, but.
Thank you. Dropped out again, Clay. Appreciate it.
That was 15 minutes of heat brought to you by
15 minutes of heat sponsored by Geico. 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance. Appreciate you so much, big dog.
Take care, man.
Hawk and Crowder Classic 3-6 right here, 560 The Joe, weekdays. I am usually a part of that show. I have not been a part of that show this week. No, they're not social distancing themselves from me, which the ladies seem to like to do. No, the main reason is we're kind of shorthanded here at the radio station, so I've had to help out in the mornings and getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and down a ton of coffee, then working all the way into the evening. I just don't feel that's right. I can handle it. I'm not human, but nonetheless. So what I want to do now, we're all doing different things to pass the time. I have a lot more downtime. You know I'm a very social guy. I like to get out. I like to experience culture. I like to go to the beach. I like to go to the dive bars. I like to talk to people, learn their story, tell some of my stories. Can't do that so much anymore. So I'll kind of run you through a day with Dan Day. Lately, it's been, of course, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, down in a bunch of coffee, helping out one man, Tobin and Leroy Horde. Leroy Horde and I were Wodies. We were both from New Orleans. Actually, from the same area, basically, in New Orleans. He's 9th Ward, which I'm not from. I am from the 7th Ward, so close by. So we talk, we joke around, we talk about when we were growing up in New Orleans, how it's different, how it's good, how it's bad, all that other stuff. Work here at the radio station, join you for the Best of the Joe Show. Then I go home. Okay, here's how home goes. Go home, get some things situated. Try to take a walk. Hopefully there's some very good-looking girls running up and down the beach, keeping their fitness going. Lately there has been. I've been very thankful for that. I hope they don't stay home too much. They just practice social distancing. I hate to say that. I want to see women practice social distancing for me, but sign of the times. Then if I'm low on beer, I go buy some beer. Then I go out to my back patio alone with my Hunter S. Thompson book, Better Than Sex. It's a political book, actually, believe it or not. You can look it up, Hunter S. Thompson, Better Than Sex. I drink a beer. I read some Hunter S. Thompson. It seems like I've only been reading for 5 minutes. I've been reading probably for an hour. Then go in, take a shower, get cleaned up. I've been watching Death Cab for Cutie lead singer Ben Gibbard. Sit down every night and do a 40-50 minute concert. He just plays from home, just to keep everybody occupied. Then I jump on Netflix and, of course, watch Tiger King. I'm done with that. I don't know. People are crazy about it. I'm saying I'm from the Deep South, and there's lots of crazies out there like that. So it didn't totally shock me. I think it was a compelling story, but Other than that, I just watch Netflix, drink some more beer, go to bed, get up, do the same thing. Social distancing, the world we live in, what can I say? At least I have this podcast. At least you had some free time to listen to me. And I don't, like I said, I'm not saying that's a good thing. I'm saying it's a better thing because you might have just been sitting there twiddling your thumbs, which even in the 18th century was not very exciting. Stay safe. Stay cool. Monday, back with you on the Best of the Joe Show. Later, slug.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.